Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshalom. We're now on Masachet Yevamot, Daf Nun Bet Amud Aleph, continuing with our analysis of the second Mishnah of this, the fifth Perek, describing Ma'amar. Sam Ma'amar Uva'al Harezu K'mitzvata. So at the end of the Mishnah, after going through various sequences, the Mishnah stated that if he does Ma'amar and then Be'ilah, that's the proper way to do it. Now, Lema Sayla Rav Huna. This seems to support Rav Huna. Da'amar Rav Huna. Mitzvat Yivamah Mikadesh V'chakach Boel. The ideal form of Yibum is first Kiddushin, that's Ma'amar, and then Be'ilah. So, he would seem to get support from this. So, Eima Afzek Mitzvata. So, don't read that our Mishnah is describing the ideal, but it's saying this is also acceptable. Pshita, so it should be obvious that Ma'amar then Be'ilah is certainly acceptable. So, Salkatai Tachamena, Kevin, the Ma'amar will say, Ma'amar Be'im Tovacha, Yanu Zikat Yivavin, Chalav Zikat Erusin V'nisuin. We have this position that courses through our discussions about Ma'amar, that once you give her Ma'amar, suddenly the Yibum relationship is sort of lifted, and the relationship of Erusin Nisuin, the sort of normal marriage relationship, kicks in. So, Emalav Mitzvah Kavid. I might now claim that he's really not doing a mitzvah by having Bia after Ma'amar. It's just a regular marriage. So, Kamash Balan, that no, this is the mitzvah. All right. Gufa. Amar Ravuna Mitzvah Yivamin Mekadesh V'chakach Boel. So, we have Ravuna's statement that the ideal is to do Ma'amar and then Bia. V'im Baal Vasa Ma'amar Kana. But if you first had Bia and then did the formal Kiddushin, then it is valid. Now, imbalva samamar pshita, that should be obvious. Takanya babia. After all, she's your yivamab, your isha through bia, through because of yibum. So elaema imbal below mamar kana. What Ravuna is trying to say here is that if you did bia and never did mamar, it's still valid. Tanya lokeb, we have a brighter that says you get makot. The answer is yeah, makat mardut midrabanan. The baitin administers discretionary makot. Because you behaved in an unseemly fashion, but it's still a valid kinyan. Where's the source of that? It's a piece of kiddushin. The Rav Mangid Manda Makadish Babia Rav would give makot to anybody who did kiddushin through Bia, even though it's legitimate. And according to Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot at least, it's the only form d'oraita. Nonetheless, it's not appropriate. A girl you're not married to have Bia with her. Manda Makadish Bashukar, somebody who would give kiddushin to a girl in the marketplace. Manda Makadish Balo Shiduchi, somebody who makes kiddushin with a girl without prior arrangements. Manda Mavatal Gita, or somebody who cancels a get. And everything, take a look in the Sugya in the beginning of the fourth parak of Gitin about that. Manda Marsamoda Gita, somebody when they put together a get, they also publicly announce that the get is under duress. Manda Pakir Shlicha Drabanan, somebody who degrades a representative of the Beitin. Manda Shai Shamta Drabanan Aleit Platin Yomin, Vatala Vedina Vatava Lashamte. Somebody who's under chayrim of the Beitin for 30 days and doesn't do anything about it. Doesn't come to Beitin and try to get it taken care of and ask their forgiveness. A contempt citation. V'chatan et d'dayer b'vei chamui. Or on a son-in-law who lives with his mother-in-law. D'dayer in the chali flow, only if he actually lives there, but not if he passes by. V'hu d'chali f'mav b'vei chamui v'nag d'rav sheshet. Rav sheshet actually administered makot to somebody who was just sort of a regular visitor there. The answer is Ahu made them have a dying michamate. That was a case where there were rumors going on about this man's behavior with his mother-in-law. They were unseemly, and as a result, Rav Sheshet took extra actions. And again, these are discretionary makot. Nahardei Yamri. Now, the Nahardeans who were exiled from Nardea and took up a row in the yeshiva in Pumadita and had their old traditions said, "Bechulu l'mangid Rav." Rav would not give makot for that whole list, rather than Mekadesh Bia below Shiduchi, only if somebody did Kiddushe Bia without prior arrangements. And some people think that even if there were Shiduchim, Mishum Pritzuta, Mekadesh Bia is always a bad thing, it's not nice. Okay, Tara Rabbanan. Ketzad Ma'amar. How does Ma'amar actually work? Natama Kesef or Shava Kesef, just like Kiddushin, you give her money or something of value, and you say what you say. Well, Vishtar Ketzad, how does it work with a star? Mishtar Ketzad, Kadamran, just like Kiddushin. You write on a piece of paper, on a shard or something else, even though it does not Shavapruta, because with Shavapruta it's Kiddusha Kesef, and you write, Arab Kodeshetli, Mishtar Zeb. So Amar Bai Achikamar, the question was, Shtar Ketubat Yivamin Ketzad. How do you write the Shtar Ketubah of Yavam, not Shtar Kiddushin? Shtar Ketubah. So Katavla Ana Ploni Raponi Kabelit Yaploni Yavimti Alai Lazuna Faransakaraui. So you write my name. I have accepted this Yivama and I will feed her and take care of her as appropriate. But make sure that the support for it is coming from my dead brother's estate, as is the halacha. Let's say that the dead brother left nothing, or not enough. The Rabbanan still said that the second brother, the one of the Zibu, has to support it. So it should not be too easy for him to divorce her in case, you know, they don't get along and suddenly throws her out. So there's a still a ketubah hanging over him. So Abai asked his guardian, his uncle, his teacher, Natan la get, v'yamar v'yat mugreshen imeni v'yat muter l'chol adam. This is a sugya in the ninth parak of Gitin, in a regular case, but what happens if a guy gives a yivama a get, and says, you're divorced from me, but you can't marry anybody else? Which, by the way, in the case of a regular get, it's a pasul get, it's not valid, but it does make her psula l'kahuna, as we'll see. Mahu, get Yivama Durabanan, who, after all, the get of Yivama is Durabanan. There is no such thing as a get for Yivama from the Torah's perspective. Get the Mahani Be'eshanish, Mahani Be'Yivama. Get the Mahani Be'eshanish, Lo Mahani Be'Yivama. So perhaps the position is that whatever works on a Doraita level, the Rabbanan said works on their Durabanan level, and they pattern it after the Doraita. So therefore, get the lo mahani be'ishanish, lo mahani be'yivama. If it's a kind of get that wouldn't work for a married woman, it also doesn't work here. Odil ma'ata lechalufa begita. Or maybe we say it is valid, which means now he can't have be'yibum with her, because then we would make a mistake, and in case, it was a proper get, he still might go ahead and have be'yibum with her. So we have to tell him any get you give already quashes the yibum possibility. So Rabba evidently answered that the second, and we considered a valid enough get to prohibit. So why don't you say if a guy, if he gives her a piece of paper without nothing on it, it's also pasul, because he might confuse that with a real get. If you give a regular wife a piece of paper and several Ganesh and many, she can still marry coin. It's a nothing. Hacha, but if you give a proper get and just say it in that bad way, kapasul b'kuhuna. She's not allowed to marry Kohen, Tanya. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a woman who is divorced from her husband. What's the added word, Me'isha? Grusha is obviously Me'isha. Even if she's only divorced from her husband, meaning her husband divorces her, but she can't marry anybody else because the get wasn't valid, and he said, this get is on condition, you don't marry anybody else. Nonetheless, she's already banned from kahuna. That's the famous Re'ach HaGet that I mentioned at the beginning of the ninth parak of Masachet Gittin. So his answer was, if a regular guy gives his wife an empty piece of paper or a baseball card or something like that, then it doesn't affect her status vis-a-vis kahuna. It's nothing. But if, on the other hand, he gives a get, a proper get, but just says it in this way, it wouldn't affect her from kuna, and therefore Rabba says such a get yivamin would also render her to be bala to get with everything that, with all of the subsequent consequences. Amar Rechama, Hare Amru. Here's a new piece. Amar Echad Lelavlar, Ktov Get Larusatir, Shechnesena Agashena. So we have a ruling. If a guy says to a scribe, write a get for my fiance, and after I marry her, I'll divorce her, Hare's a get. It's a valid get. Because he could divorce her right now. After all, as fiancé, he could divorce her. She's betrothed to him. But if, on the other hand, some woman you're not yet betrothed to, and you were to say that to the scribe, it's an invalid get if you wrote it today. You can't divorce a woman you don't have any connection with. So that's the premise. Now, Bairam Rechama, then he asked, Levim Tomahu, what if you have a Shomeret Yavam, and you write a get, and you say to the sofer, after I give her yibum, I want this get to be valid. Since she's got a zika to her, and he's got a responsibility to her, she's like a fiancé, and therefore this future get would work. Or maybe, since he hasn't done ma'amar yet, maybe the answer's not a player here. And the answer is take it, it's unclear. So another question. Let's say you wrote a get and said, this get is only there to break our Zika, but not to affect the Ma'amar that I gave you, or vice versa. What do we say? Ma'amar yilave Zika karami. Do we say that Ma'amar really is riding on top of the Zika? So it's like you divorced half a woman. In other words, you only divorced half of your relationship. And if you divorce half your wife, it's nothing. You say in the get, Harei Chatsiach Migureshim, and he's nothing. Tilma Hailechudekai, Railechudekai. Maybe Mamar and Zikas work independently, which means that whatever part you said that get is valid for that, which means it's a meaningful enough get, then now Yibum is off the table. And you're Asurbet Korbata and all of that. But Tifshut Lemid Rava, why doesn't he answer it from Rava's ruling? Dama Rava, Natan get Lemamaro, Trat Sarata. If you did Mamar on somebody and then gave a get to her, her Tsara is now free to go. The answer is the Rava Pshita Levchananya, violate. The answer is Rava knows the answer to that. Avchananya does not know the answer to that. That's why he asked. And Maya, what's the answer? Teku. The answer is that we really do not know whether or not we do not know whether or not that get is meaningful. Parenthetically, what Rava said was, meaning, if there's two wives fall to you, two co-wives fall to you, and you give get to, you do mamar in one, and so now the other one's out. You now give a get to that mamar, the other one's now back in, and they're both kind of where we started. So the answer is, Rava says, it's obvious that get only independently wipes out Mamar and doesn't affect the Zika. Chananya was not clear and he ended up with a teku, not knowing the answer. We'll pick it up here on Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet in the next podcast, which will be our final podcast of this very short but very packed Perek. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.